And a good Saturday morning. Paul Ramel here, broadcasting from Heritage Hill, just outside of Montevideo. Big event going on today, and here to tell us all about it is Liz Peterson. Liz is on the board of the
Minnesota Valley Antique Farm Power and Machinery Association.
I love that. You guys got that down to a science.
We've been coming here for many, many, many years.
Okay. Liz, you had a big day yesterday. The red letter band was Friday night. And
yes, that is correct.
All right. Tell us what's happening on this Saturday as we compete with some noise in the background. They got the firing up the machines or something.
They are. They are getting ready for the day. Today we are facing demonstrations all day long, some of them including the interactive blacksmithing. We have face painting off and on throughout the day. We've got a lot of hit and miss engines on the grounds. We have the Fairbanks Morse building that fires up every now and then. We've got some plowing going on. We've got a parade starting at 1, and then later on this evening, we're hoping to have our truck and tractor pull. That starts at 5, excuse me, and then later on in the evening, we will have the Stitches van in the basement of the barn.
Talk about the tractor parade. You got bleachers set up here. It's always quite the scene. I've seen it a number of times. I really enjoy it.
Yes.
How about that? What goes on?
We just have a lot of farmers that have come from near and far. Yesterday, we had someone show up from 45 minutes north of Dallas, Texas, to be in the parade. We have people here from Illinois. They come from all over the country, and we just have a parade of tractors, old and new, and it's just fun to talk to people and learn the history of their machines.
Yeah, they really have a passion for what they do.
They really do, and it's fun to hear some of their family stories.
Yep. And what time is the tractor parade again?
Tractor parade starts at 1 p.m.
Okay. And goes all day here today, as you mentioned?
Yes, it will go all day today.
Okay, and all the buildings are open for tour?
Talk about that.
Yes, they are. We have all sorts of buildings. We've got the women's building, which has our clothing in it this year, as well as bingo that follows the parade. We've got the old schoolhouse, the log cabin. We've got a chapel. We've got tons of barns with different displays in them. We've just got all sorts of things out here.
All right. Is there a charge to get in?
It is a free will gate.
Okay. So a donation just to come in the gate.
Correct.
All right. That's great. You guys do a great job, and always enjoy coming out here and watching. Dustin Johnson always has me up there on the corn. I think it's called the corn shucker, right?
Corn shucker, yes. Correct.
Yep. He always has me try it out. So.
Yes. I think he grabs everybody as they walk by.
What do you enjoy about Heritage Days?
Honestly, I just love being around the people, and our family has been coming here for many, many years. It's just become kind of an annual tradition, and the older we get, the more involved we get, and it's just fun to form the new friendships, and you never know who you're going to meet. So,
and the purpose of your group really is to promote farming or farm machinery from years past? Is that it?
Correct. Just learning the education and the history behind the farming community.
All right. Liz, is there anything to eat here at Heritage on Heritage Hill?
Yes, we actually have Knutson Concessions in the kitchen, and they are having a roast beef commercial special as well as a meatball special today.
So you can come out and have lunch today?
Absolutely. They are delicious and huge portions.
Okay, and where's that building located at?
It's at Heritage Hill, and it's right at the top of the grounds.
All right, easy to find there, too, right?
Very easy to find.
All right. So I want to encourage people to come out to Heritage Hills. You can go to the Fiesta Day Parade in the morning and come out to Heritage Hills. You're easy to find. Tell us where to go.
We are very easy to find. We are 4 miles east on Highway 7 of Montevideo.
Okay. And stop on in because it's going to be a fun day. And make sure you take in the tractor parade at 1 o'clock, right?
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Liz, for your time.
Not a problem.
And yeah, I'm going to have you say your group again because it's pretty cool.
Minnesota Valley Antique Farm Power and Machinery Association.
There you go.
Thank you, Paul.
Liz Peterson here at Heritage Hill during Heritage Days.